And there's always more news and stories.
Breaking news!
Looking back at the week that was, it is your Friday morning. Headlines. Piggybacking on something you reported yesterday in the 7 o'clock hour. Fort Worth, Texas. Officially 1 million people. Yeah. So Fort Worth now the 11th largest city in the United States. That is staggering just to think. Golly. But now 1 million people, just one of 13 U.S. cities to ever cross the threshold, they say. And we got like 25,000 people just last year or something like that. So no word on who the official millionth person, though, was or is.
Ooh, I'd like to know.
Put us over the top? Yeah. Uh-huh. You know? And to the millionth, we say, welcome.
Right. And is it a child? And is their school still open?
And everyone else says, go back.
So do you know an Olivia or a Liam? Chances are the answer is yes. Perhaps several of them.
Are they a child?
No. Well, yeah, they're babies. The most popular baby names in all of Texas and America. Noah and Mateo rounding out the top three for boys. Emma and Mia for girls in the Lone Star State. And get this, all of those lady names, all but one has an A at the end.
That's math.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I looked up. We're not anywhere in the top, I think, anything.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, there's not a lot of Heathers roaming around.
Hang on here. Okay, here it is. The proper name. Last time Kenneth was a top 20 baby name in the United States, that was 1951.
Oh.
Yes. Popularity has dropped. Heather.
Mm-hmm.
That peaked in 1975.
Mm. Heather Lee.
I don't know if I like all that. I was looking for something in the 80s.
Hey, you're at least more modern than me.
Hi, Ken.
Thank you. Costco announced that they will be restricting purchases of the iconic gold bars after the precious metal has had some market turmoil. So now customers at Costco will be limited to buying just one of the store's 1 ounce gold bars. Darn.
Breaking news.
What are we going to do? Yeah. Driving with your children.
Get them by the pallet.
Never an easy task.
Especially if they're baby.
Yeah, even before they're born. Our fine legislatures in Austin have finally realized it. Representative Jeff Leach of Plano authored a House bill that passed last Saturday that would allow moms, guardians, or pregnant women to use the HOV lane. Now, this topic was hot in 2022 when a woman got a ticket for doing just that.
Oh, I remember that.
However, she said, no, I've got a baby on board, passenger inside. And it's passed the day before Mother's Day. Got it last Saturday. And he says it's a gift to all our mothers.
Yeah, how are you going to enforce that, though? I mean, I could just, like, imagine being that officer is like, so you're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's never a good.
And he's really going to ask about that?
You no. Don't ask that question. They've outsmarted us. This is true. The government is backing a reality show, in fact, led by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, backing a proposal for a reality show produced by those that are behind Millionaire Matchmaker and Duck Dynasty, where immigrants compete for a fast track to United States citizenship. She would even is suggesting government officials could be judges. This is true. This is not plot to The Running Man or something like that. So what they would do is compete in various regional activities across the United States. The winner would be sworn in on the steps of the United States Capitol. A reality show for U.S. citizenship. Also coming next fall to NBC, the actual Hunger Games at that point. All right. May the odds be ever in your favor. And the odds look good, according to the experts. Of course, this week, the 2025 Cowboys schedule came out. Includes Thanksgiving, Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
Kansas City and Taylor Swift will be over for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. You'll have to unwrap the presents quickly because it's a noon start on Christmas Day. Start the season against the Philadelphia Eagles. Experts say that the Cowboys fans have a lot to look forward to this season. We're not expected to lose faith until somewhere around early December. So it should be a really great year.
In the middle of another can't-miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.